Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Based upon that interview this morning, do you think the league is going to release a statement on this?
No. No, because they had the the pool reporter asked the question after the game. I think that'll suffice for the NFL. I mean, the NFL doesn't want to draw any more attention to it, so they're not going to say anything.
So just so people know what pool reporter means, in the post game, one reporter gets to talk to an official. And in this case, it was a Chiefs beat reporter named Matt Derrick. And the official was Craig Rolstadt. And this is the transcript for me in Rappaport. What kind of help or assistance, if any, did you get from replay assistance in Kansas City or from New York? Rolstadt, we did not have any assistance from Kansas City or New York. Question. So that was just a discussion amongst the crew itself. Rolstadt, that's right. I think they're going to say something. I think they're going to have to say something. But do they want to bring attention to it? No, but attention is already brought.
Well, attention's there, but I don't think they want to add to it, and I don't think they want to get into a piddling match with the head coach of Detroit Lions. I don't think they want the back and forth. They're just going to ignore it and move on.
I would think they would call Dan and say, "Which official did you hear that from?" And then talk to that official. Why did you say that? If well, whatever. Let's get to your phone calls. Kevin and Wixom. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, we are now on day two of whining about these calls and the officials and the fixes in and all this garbage. Elite teams and presumably their fan bases spend about 10 seconds worrying about calls that they have no control over, and they move on to what's next. And that's, in this case, winning another game. I can't believe that you're going to ask Jared Goff about that, this valuable time you have of his. And you know the answer he's going to give you is, I'm here to play. I don't worry about calls. I move on. You know the answer you're going to get. Why on earth are we this is the kind of thing that I would expect in the 2 o'clock hour. I listen early in the day because there's more reasonable things on the air, and this is feeling a lot like 2 in the afternoon, and
afternoon is wildly successful. But I will tell you this, Kevin, and we appreciate your opinion. We've been doing this for a long time and are very comfortable with the way we do it, and don't do this part very often. I think this is a unique case. And as far as telling other fans what to do, we don't do that. We like to say all the time, fans can feel it however they want. You can feel however you want as a sports fan, and you're allowed to, and we encourage it. We have disagreements with them, and we tell them how we feel, and I'll tell you how I feel. And Kevin, if you don't like it, I don't really apologize. I guess I would say to you directly, too bad.
And that's fair. That's super fair. All I'm suggesting to you is that these are things that winning teams and their fan bases, they just don't bother with.
Well, we haven't had to. I think when something like that rears its ugly head, we talk about it. We did a couple of years ago when he had the Dan Skipper play in Dallas, and this is probably the first time since then that we've had any kind of real discussion about something that went against the Lions. And
guys,
I think
we're on day two. We're on day two of this.
Yeah,
we're
on day two. Okay, well, here's the deal, Kevin. Dan Campbell said something this morning that kind of brought it back up. I think we were ready to move past it, and then Dan Campbell
but he was asked about down. It. He didn't bring it up himself. Because, Kevin, I think it's an important distinction. Dan Campbell didn't bring it up. Dan Campbell was asked about it. And obviously you don't like the question even being asked still because it is day two, but it's our first chance, and maybe the first chance for an audience to hear what he had to say. And so I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, the other thing that happens is that when we have our availability with people that can talk about it, they normally talk to Dan Campbell on Tuesdays. but it's a Wednesday because they're playing Monday Night Football, so it gets pushed back another day. So day two really should have just been day one, I guess. But I mean, it might be semantics or whatever. But I'm not terribly upset with this coming up again. I think it's brought it back up because of what Dan Campbell had to say this morning and the question he was asked. But it's okay.
He also said after the game, like, you know, he didn't bitch about it after the game when he had his first chance to do it. And Dan Campbell moves on. And they should move on. They've got a job to do dwelling on it. But when asked, like, did you notice when he was asked about it, Dan Campbell just said, I was told it came from New York. And they asked for clarification later, and he said, I was told it came from New York. He didn't go on and on. Mm-mm. He's not dwelling on it. He just answered the question and moved on. But, hey, look, sorry you're not going to like today's show. Brian is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Okay.
All right, man. I just want to, you know, talk about it, man. I just feel like, you know, forget what that last call was talking about, moving on. I mean, we can move on from it, but they're not moving on from the fact that, you know, what happened with Brian Branch. We're not moving on from that. And I just felt like, you know, if that play was good enough not to be called in Super Bowl 52, then why did they make such a big deal? Why didn't they have all the straights on it during that game? They didn't have all the straights on it during Sunday's game, but in Super Bowl 52, it was not even discussed. But now we don't know what we're doing. I mean, where are we as a threat? Where are we as a league? I mean, it's embarrassing. Why do you got to make a call like you got to phone a friend to figure out if a play is good or not? I mean, come on, what are we doing?
Well, the idea of having New York be able to try to correct something, in theory, there's nothing wrong with it, except if it's not always applied. And that's what feels like happened here. Had Kelce not had a ball trapped against the ground and what turned out to be a touchdown drive, I'm not sure we really have a topic here. But if you, and you know, hey, they
need a counter to what happened.
Why did it happen to Detroit but not happen to Kansas City?
But that's to my point. Detroit hasn't. I mean, we've come a long way as a team. I just feel Detroit still hasn't gained the respect of the league. I just really feel like that.
Do you? Funny thing is, Detroit has gotten. I mean, what are ways to show signs of respect? It's getting primetime slots, which they got a ton of. It's getting huge, you know, marquee TV ratings, which they get a ton of. But is this a case of Detroit getting the short shaft? I don't think it is. I really don't, Brian. I think it's a case potentially here of a positive Kansas City impact.
We get most of the calls, and Kansas City had none.
Oh, we got more flags. Yeah, but I think if there's anything that's developed that weaves throughout the league, it's fan bases are getting frustrated with the perception of the way Kansas City is being treated.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
And I know they had 13 penalties the week before, but none in this game seemed awfully curious. When there were examples of things like the Brian Branch thing. Brian Branch got suspended out of frustration because Brian Branch got drilled in the back away from the ball in what is a clear, you know, example of an illegal play. And
one that I would expect Juju Smith-Schuster gets fined for.
I mean, I'm tempted to ask Jared Goff, next time you score a touchdown, spin the ball at a defender's feet, point at him, dust yourself off, and flex at the guy and see if you get flagged, because 15 for Kansas City did not. 248-539-9797. We go to Scott next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Scott.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm frustrated like the rest of the fan base, and obviously we're all going to pay attention to our teams, which ours is the Lions. So my frustration is we know there's a problem with bad calls from the refs in all games, not just the Kansas City game. And we as fans sit there and they play the replay on the TV over and over, and we get to see them. But what bothers me more than the bad calls is the non-calls. And we know in that Kansas City game, we can bring up from the video on the internet, 20 calls, at least 10 that weren't called. The block in the back wasn't called. It was seen, not called. The flexing was seen by all of us and not called. And at what point do they fix this? We have AI. We have reviews. We have challenges. That's what we as a fan base, I believe, are frustrated from. And that's the last caller. Like, we just want this stuff fixed because it does affect the game. And when you say that the team just needs to play harder, the good teams win, the Lions are a good team, and the Lions were playing a great game. They might not have played their best game, but that affected them. It would have been what?
Well, it's a four-point swing because they didn't get the points.
It would have been a four. Well, I mean, flexing could have been four different 15
yards.
Yeah,
look, there were a few plays that would have been one.
I had fun with that yesterday, but he could have received four flags and 60 yards.
There were a few plays in that game on Sunday night that really went against the Lions. Some of them were shooting themselves in their own foot, and some of them were, you know, missed calls, but it is what it is. It's over with. And I still think I love replay in football. It's got its place to get things right. All I want is to get the right calls done, but you want it done in a timely fashion. And if you want it, you know, if you're going to allow for assistance, then you better allow assistance for everything and not just when you pick and choose to help out one team.
Agreed. And you know, I have friends in other states that are fans of other teams texting me saying, man, you guys got hosed on those calls. Yeah. You know, that just makes it even better.
Independent writer at Sports Illustrated did a breakdown of how the seven worst calls that went against the Lions on Monday night. I thought that was really interesting. Tom is next on 97.1. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Jets. How you doing?
What's up?
I don't know. I'm frustrated. I'm an older guy. I'm still irritated. Charles White, when he did the phantom touchdown on the 4-yard line and fumbled. And ever since then, I was a big proponent of, we need replay. We got to take a look at this thing. But I'll tell you what, since 1979 and all those years in between, they're not implementing this replay the right way. They either have to, which not going to do, replay every play, which would be ridiculous. They're not going to do. But I really think in this case, the Lions were totally screwed, but let the refs on the field call the game. Forget this New York. Forget the replay. Forget all this new thing of bull ass. I'm not doing it. Just get back to old school. Let's play the game. Let the refs do their best, and let's make sure nobody's getting any money behind the scenes.
Well, here's the other thing, and maybe this is where the NFL has some leeway on that play, is that every touchdown play is reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But the review to see if it was actually a scoring play or not. They're not reviewing on the legalities of the formation. Now, maybe that's just something that they're going to throw in from here on forth. Or is this something that it's going to be added for challenge flags for coaches that they can challenge if they thought this formation was illegal? It's just going to bog the game down if they do that. And maybe that's why they just want to buzz down quickly and say, hey, you know, and they should do it more often when it comes to formations with offensive linemen that are clearly not lined the way that they should be. And that doesn't get called anywhere near enough. And Philadelphia is very egregious with it, particularly with the tush push. But they have rules in place and ways that they can make the game better, but they just don't seem to use it fairly.
Jared Goff, next, 97.1, the ticket.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.